Mikey, how important was it to get that one tonight?
It was massive for us tonight. We're on a good run at the minute, and that was huge for us to turn that round and get the 3 points tonight.
Of course, you're in 5 goals. You can ask for more. Good start to the season for yourself. Plus, that's 4 unbeaten now in the league now. Momentum starting to build.
Aye, things are looking good at the minute for us. Personally, myself, that's what I want to do. I want to score every game if I can, and I'm just happy I'm on a good run at the minute. I'm feeling good, and I hope I can keep that going. And I think you can see the last few games, the team's definitely getting a lot better, a lot more confident. We're starting to play a bit, be a bit more braver. It was always going to take a bit of time, but I think you can see in the last few games we're starting to come into it now a bit, and hopefully we can go on a bit of a run now.
What a Tierney series at half time. Okay, he's just going to change on what
he just says we need to be a bit braver. The times that we were brave in the first half and played and didn't rush things, we created some great chances and just couldn't put the ball in the net. But other times we were just holding it back a bit, and myself included. You can't do that, especially at home. You need to go and play with freedom and get at them and get the crowd up. And but I think the second half we done that, and especially the subs as well, when they came on, they made a big impact for us, and they got the crowd going there, and it was a great one.
Of course, you're on about the crowd. That new stand tonight made a big difference. Made the atmosphere.
It did. It was only half full or even half full tonight. It was brilliant. See, when you're shooting into that net, and any time you're around the box, you can hear them up, and I think it made Cork a bit edgy there in the second half. And so it was brilliant. And just imagine it when it's nearly full. It'll be unbelievable atmosphere.
You ran around the box when there was a penalty shout. What did you make of it?
Is that the one with me?
I think it was. Was it?
There was a few penalties. Yeah. I think the one I skipped by, and I think he's handballed it, and the ball fell back. And I think that was probably a penalty. There was a few half and halves on there, but we didn't get them. But it doesn't matter. We've got the 3 points, so we'll not look back on them tonight.
League leaders here now next week, brother. They're a tough team. They're a different animal from what they were last year. They've been winning games since the start of the season and playing really well under Kevin Doherty.
Aye, it's going to be a very tough game. I think they finished the season well last year under Kevin, and they've started this year very well again. They're going to be a very tough team, and look, the last time we played them, they've took a trophy off us, you know what I mean? So we can use that as a bit of motivation. I'll definitely be doing that myself. But we're confident after the night and after the way we've been playing, we'll just look again for 3 points. We're at home.
Every team in the league now is full-time. You said earlier on in interviews that every team can take points off. Do you feel that maybe every team being full-time, that's the big difference this year?
It is. I think every team's a lot fitter, a lot stronger, tactically as well. Like, everyone's looking on that side of it now, and I think if you're not on it at all, or you take a step off it in games, you get found out and you drop points. Just like, you know, a couple of sloppy mistakes from us, you're 1-0 down whenever you have control of the game. That was our first chance, just simple things like that, but you just need to be on it every game. You can't step off it, and that's what we'll be aiming to do next week.